Okay, so glyphosate basically strangles the plant or starves the plant from sufficient nutrients?
It has a starvation effect on the plant, but its primary mode of action as an herbicide is to essentially give the plant a very severe case of AIDS. In other words, by reducing the efficiency or shutting down specific micronutrients, it makes the plant susceptible to a number of different soil-borne pathogens that then actually do the killing. So that when a person gets AIDS, they usually don't die of the AIDS virus itself. That could happen, but usually because the immune system is compromised, they die of a number of other diseases. And the same thing with the plant. When it is sprayed with the glyphosate, it becomes extremely susceptible then, or fully susceptible, to a number of soil-borne pathogens that exist everywhere. And it's those pathogens that actually do the killing. Now, the glyphosate also stimulates those pathogens to make them more virulent or more infective. And it is toxic to many of the soil organisms that would normally control those diseases for us. So we may be able to control the weeds by increasing those diseases, but then we're left with those same organisms that attack other crops in the rotation, or even the crops that we're trying to protect from that weed pressure.
So it stays in the soil. The effects of it stay in the soil. Does the glyphosate stay in the soil also?
Yes, it's quite a difficult compound to degrade in many situations because it can be sorbed into the soil structure quite deeply, and it's also such a strong chelator that when it binds with these other elements, it's not readily available for microbial degradation. It can be degraded, but degradation periods of ranged anywhere for a half-life from 47 days to one report of over 22 years, just for half of it
oh
to
my.
Degrade.